A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tav Shinayin Tes. The Torah tells us about the story of Lot being taken, captured, and being a prisoner of war. And we know that Avraham Avinu joined the war, and he fought against the five kings, and he joined the four kings in order to be able to go and redeem Lot and to save him from being a prisoner. How did Avraham Avinu find out about this war? The Torah tells us that Vayavai HaPalit Vayaged LaAvraham HaEvri. The fugitive came and he told Avraham Avinu that his nephew Lot had been taken as a prisoner of war. And this is Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We find that the Medrash tells us that who was this person, this Palit, this fugitive, somebody who had run away from the war. Who was this person that had come to tell Avraham Avinu that his nephew was taken? We know that the Medrash tells us that he was Oig Melech HaBashan. And the Medrash asks, why was he called Oig? Aleph Gimel, Ayin Gimel. Why was he called Oig? What's the significance? Does it have anything to do with this parsha? And the Medrash responds that because when he came, when Oig came and he found Avraham busy with the mitzvah of Ugais. The Pasuk tells us in Shemais, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Lamites, Ugois Matzois, Matzah is called Ugois, cakes. And he saw Avram eating these cakes, he saw Avram eating matzah, and he told Avram that Lot had been taken as a prisoner of war. The Medrash continues that Oig's intentions were not L'shem Shemayim, they were not for the sake of heaven. He thought to himself that Avram is a kanoi, Avram is a zealot, and I will tell him your nephew has been taken captive and he'll go out to war and be killed, and then I will be able to take Sarai as his wife. And the obvious question is, what does having these kavanas, having these intentions, have to do with his name being Oig? What does this have to do with Lot being taken as a prisoner? And perhaps we can tell the following answer. The Zohar tells us that matzah is also referred to as Nahama Dehemnusa. It is the food of faith. Why is it the food of faith? Because we know that Klal Yisrael ate matzah when they left Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to eat it as they were leaving. They ran so fast because they did not have a chance. We know the Pasuk tells us for the bread to rise. All this, the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the whole idea of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim was based on Emuna Bashem, Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdoi. Emuna is not come as a result necessarily of logic, but Emuna is faith. A person beyond logic sometimes has to believe, has to have faith in something, even though he doesn't necessarily see the logical outcome or the logical reasoning. Emuna is built on the fact that we don't understand everything and we don't always know how things will work out. But we have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things will work out the way they're supposed to. Oig Melech HaBashan understood that Avraham Avinu was a Ish Emunah, was a person who had tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in his mind, he understood, or he thought he understood, that Avraham Avinu would hear that Lot was captured, and he would have so much faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could redeem him, that he would run out and try to save Lot. Oig thought that this was an exercise in futility and almost a death wish, because how would it be possible for Avraham Avinu to overcome the five strong kings? They were extremely strong, they were extremely powerful, and it was a nice that Avraham Avinu was able to overcome them. Chazal tells us that there were miracles. Sand turned into bows and arrows and swords and spears, and that way they were matzliach, they were able to be successful. Therefore, Oig thought that if I come and tell Avram that Lot is captured, he'll trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll have emunah, and he'll walk into the trap and he'll die, and I'll be able to take his wife Sarai. Oig didn't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avraham Avinu. And precisely because Avraham Avinu had emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he was able to be matzliach. And sometimes we have to realize that the Ratzon Hashem has to be done. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something, and if this is what has to be done, we have to look beyond the logic and we have to look beyond reasoning and have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do the right thing. HaKadosh Shabbos.